Hello, this is Brittany, the floor supervisor in the fraud department. How can I assist you today?
Yeah, someone took the charges of $3.99 off my account. I did not authorize that.
Can you provide your first and last name, please?
Anna McQuaid, 1528 Wooster Avenue, Northeast Canton, Ohio.
I'm sorry, ma'am. I can barely hear you. Can you repeat your address again, please?
1528 Wooster, Wooster Avenue, Northeast Canton, Ohio. 44705.
Thank you. So locate an account here for a Wi-Fi booster, which was for $7.45, and then 48 hours later, they will charge you $49.97 for joining our Best Consumers Gadgets Club, which is an online web store, and then they'll send you a $125 gift card to use on the online web store. Did you do a survey for like Amazon, Costco, Walmart, CVS, or Walgreens?
I just need this taken all off.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Did you do a survey for Amazon, Costco, CVS, or Walgreens?
I have, as far as I know, I did not.
Okay. Did you do a sweepstake for an iPhone 12, a Dyson vacuum cleaner, or an iPad Pro?
No.
All right. So what we can do is we can proceed with the fraud claim, but we will turn it over to the local police department. Do you wish to proceed?
Yeah.
All right, could you hold for one moment, please? Could you hold, please?
Yes.
Thank you. All right, ma'am. Thank you for holding. So I did go ahead and fax the information over to the police department. While they are investigating it, I have went ahead and issued you a full refund of $56.95, which will be back in your account within 5 to 7 business days. Is there anything else I can assist you with today?
No, that's it.
Okay. All right. Well, I do want to say thank you for calling customer care, and I do hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. Bye-bye.